Mahjong, Kenji here. One clean decision at a time and the whole table becomes easier. To start playing Mahjong in 2026, pick one rule set first. American Mahjong, the booming US club scene, built around the National Mahjong League's annual card, Hong Kong / Chinese, the universal, beginner-friendly foundation, or Japanese Riichi, the deepest strategy game, easiest to learn online. Learn the tiles, three suits, dots, bams, cracks 1-9, the winds and dragons, the flowers, then watch one full game and play a few hands in an app before you ever buy a luxury set. The basic loop is always the same. Draw a tile, evaluate, discard, racing to a complete 14-tile hand. The depth is all in the strategy, the scoring, and the people. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Choosing your Mahjong, American, Chinese, or Japanese Riichi, the first thing to understand is that Mahjong is not one game. It is a family of beautiful tribes sharing the same engraved tiles. Choosing your rule set is the single decision that shapes everything else, so make it first and make it with your heart. If the people around you already play, learn that version. A living teacher beats 10 hours of reading. Otherwise, three doors stand open. Through the first door is American Mahjong, the version detonating across US living rooms and studios. It uses 152 tiles, 8 wild jokers, the pre-game Charleston ritual, and a yearly paper card from the National Mahjong League that lists every legal winning hand. You cannot play without the current card, and that is its charm. The whole game resets every spring. Through the second door is Chinese / Hong Kong Mahjong, closest to the 19th century original, roughly 144 tiles, no jokers, scored in *FAN* points. The community steers most beginners here for transferable fundamentals and praises Hong Kong as the gentlest on-ramp of all. Through the third door is Japanese Riichi, 136 tiles, strict and cerebral, where you cannot win without a *yaku*, and you slap down a 1,000-point stick to declare you are one tile away. It is the deepest strategy game and the easiest to learn online. The tiles themselves are a coded poem of old China. Dots are coins, bams, bamboo, are strings of coins, cracks, characters are 10,000s. The honors are 4 winds and 3 dragons. The flowers and seasons are bonus tiles. Learn these faces before any rules, they are the alphabet of every version. Don't agonize, pick what you love. The booming club, the universal foundation, or the strategic furnace, there is no wrong door, only the door that gets you to a real table fastest. Pick one rule set and commit. If friends or family already play, learn their version first. Learn the tile faces. Three suits, dots, bams, cracks 1-9, 4 winds, ESWN, 3 dragons, red, green, white, plus flowers and seasons. If going American, note you'll also need to learn the 8 jokers and order the current NMJL card. Watch one full game on YouTube or in an app so the draw discard call rhythm clicks before you sit down. Play a few low-pressure hands in an app, Mahjong Soul for Riichi, American Mahjong Practice, or Mahjong 4 Friends for American Chinese HK. Find a local teacher, library group, or studio. A 2-hour lesson beats 10 hours of reading. Speak the tongue of the table crack / bam / dot, the three suits, character, bamboo, circle. You don't say 8 bamboo, you say 8 bam, and speaking the lingo is the first sign you've sat at a real table. The card, the NMJL's annual hand sheet. Did you get your card yet? Is the American season opener. Charleston, the mandatory pre-game tile passing dance, named for the 1920s craze. Riichi, the Japanese declaration you slap down when you're one tile from winning. The beginners, on-ramp, the community consensus is real. Most players are steered to Chinese Mahjong for transferable fundamentals. Hong Kong is praised as the most beginner-friendly for its simpler scoring. And American is accessible precisely because the card spells out every legal hand. There is no wrong first version. Only the one nearest to a table you can actually join. Don't buy the heirloom on day one, start with a solid melamine or entry acrylic set. You need to feel what tile size, rack style, in case you actually like before you invest in a Bonan bamboo or vintage Bakelite heirloom. The grail can wait, the rhythm cannot. Match the door to your want the booming social club scene and joker tactics. American. Want a universal foundation that travels everywhere and the gentlest scoring, Hong Kong / Chinese. Want the deepest strategy and to play online tonight? Riechi. Don't bring American instincts to a Riechi table or vice versa, they reward genuinely different minds. Before you chase a single rule, sit with the tiles. Dots are coins, bams are strings of coins, cracks are 10,000s, the dragons map to old virtues. You are not stacking plastic, you are holding a little poem of old China. Resist the grail on day one. Learn what your hands like, then buy the set you'll keep for 40 years. 4,000% jump in club searches, studios opening like cafes. They're calling it the next pickleball for a reason. You're not late, you're early. Get in now while every table has an empty fourth chair with your name on it. Straight talk. If your amp plays American, learn American. The best rule set is the one with a real table waiting. Theory crafting your perfect version from a blog post gets you zero games played. Building your first mahjong set and reading your first card, there are two crafts to tend here, and a real player tends both. The first is the asterisk physical asterisk craft, the set itself. A mahjong set is an object of devotion, and it runs a glorious spectrum. Melamine is the durable, affordable workhorse, perfect for learning. Acrylic is the premium upgrade, heavier, with sharper engraving and a satisfying weight in the hand. And then there is the heirloom tier, hand-carved Bonan bamboo, two-tone Bakelite and Catalin from the 1930s, the asterisk-enrobed sets collectors call the Holy Grail. In Hong Kong, hand-carving tiles is recognized in tangible cultural heritage, and the few remaining artisans are quietly revered. A set passed down from a grandmother turns this game into an asterisk lineage. People play their late mother's tiles and feel her at the table. The second craft is the living one. The card, for American players, and your first scoring patterns for everyone else. American players treat the NMJL's annual sheet as a yearly puzzle to master, memorizing dozens of legal hands, debating which hand the card asterisk wants asterisk you to build. Do not skim it. Study its color and abbreviation system before you ever sit down, because feeling lost mid-game almost always traces back to a skimmed card. The lowest acceptable, ready bar is honest and forgiving. Know the tile faces cold, know your version's win condition, and know its most common scoring patterns, the table's minimum fawn for Hong Kong, often three. The requirement of a yaku for Riechi, the color system of the card for American. You do not need to score in your head yet. Lean on the app or the card. Stay flexible. The single most common beginner mistake is committing to one winning hand too early. Let the tiles tell you what to chase. For American, order the current NMJL card and study its color abbreviation system before your first game. Learn your version's win condition cold and its 3 to 5 most common scoring patterns. Practice building the wall gently, match your racks to your tile size, 36 versus 40 jumbo. Play open hands for a round or two so the table can coach you through choices out loud. Stay flexible through the early turns, let the tiles tell you which hand to chase, don't commit early. The craftsman's words washing the tiles, the swirling face-down shuffle, Chinese letter, before the wall is built, every hand touches them for luck, and the clatter is the heartbeat of a Chinese table. The wall, the double-stacked rows of tiles you draw from. Joker, in American mahjong, the most coveted tile on the rack, it fills sets but can never be the pair. Pushers, the racks and pushers that make building and pushing the wall effortless. The upgrades that actually matter, racks and pushers, are the single biggest quality of life jump for American play. Magnetic wooden or acrylic versions keep the pusher clicked in place. A playing mat protects tiles and table and dampens noise. Large print / XL tiles, 1.5, are a genuine accessibility win. A good case makes a heavy set portable to clubs. Skip the automatic table unless you're going deep. Materials, from workhorse to heirloom melamine equals durable and affordable, the right call for learning. Acrylic equals heavier, sharper engraving, the popular, first nice set, upgrade. Bone and bamboo and vintage Bakelite slash Catalin equals heirloom and collectible, handcrafted, far pricier. And the kind of set you protect with a mat and clean hands. Completeness is everything antique set collectors frame Mahjong as an antidote to our antisocial internet society. And prize completeness above all. An incomplete vintage set is worth a fraction of a complete one. If you buy an antique, count the tiles first. Enrobed Bakelite slash Catalin sets are the holy grail. An incomplete vintage set is worth a fraction of a complete one, so before you fall in love with that Bakelite case at the estate sale, count the tiles. Twice. Completeness is the whole game in the collector's market. Don't let the heirloom talk scare you off. Your first set should be a cheerful melamine workhorse you're not afraid to spill tea near. The grandmother style's feeling comes later. For now, just get tiles you'll actually play with every week. Study the card, don't skim it. The color and abbreviation system is a real notation, and feeling lost mid-hand is almost always a skimmed card problem. Read it like sheet music before you sit at the instrument. The making side is half the fandom right now, design-forward acrylic sets, drawered rosewood cases, people screenshotting their grandmother's tiles. Whether you're oiling a 1930s set, or grinding a ranked ladder, you're tending the same flame. How a Mahjong turn actually works. The draw-discard loop here is the honest heart of it. Four players sit around a square table, play passes around, and the basic turn is always the same. Draw a tile, evaluate your hand, discard a tile. That loop is the whole engine. You repeat it, hand after hand, racing toward a complete 14-tile hand. What complete means depends on your door. In Chinese, Hong Kong, and Riechi, a winning hand is four sets plus one pair, a set being a Peng, three of a kind, a Kong, four of a kind, or a Chow, three-tile run. American is different. You must exactly asterisk match one specific 14-tile pattern printed on the card, and American does not allow sequential runs. The rhythm has one more beat, calling. When an opponent discards a tile you need, you can often claim it to complete a set, barking asterisk, pawn asterisk, kai asterisk, or can fast and clear. But then, you must expose that set face-up for everyone to see. Calling speeds you up and reveals your plan. That trade-off is the game's quiet tension. The American Charleston is its own ritual. Before play, you pass three unwanted tiles right, then across, then left, improving everyone's start, jokers can never be passed. Notice how the etiquette is asterisk baked into the mechanics asterisk. You call clearly and fast because a mumbled call is both a tell and a discourtesy. You never reach into another player's rack or wall, you ask, and you wait. You pass honestly in the Charleston, announcing, passing blind, so nobody's confused. And the cardinal sin, never slow roll a win, stringing out the reveal to savor someone's pain. The game is part luck. Everyone knows a beginner can topple a master on one hot draw, so you win humble and lose easy, or you stop getting invited back. Internalize the loop. Draw a tile, evaluate your hand, discard a tile, repeat toward 14 tiles. Learn what complete means for your version. Four sets plus a pair. Chinese slash HK slash Riechi, or an exact card pattern American. Practice the three calls, pawn, triplet, kai sequence, can quad, said loud and fast, knowing you must then expose the set. For American, run the Charleston deliberately. Pass right, across, left, keeping tiles that appear across many card hands. Replace what you take from the wall smoothly and keep the rows tidy so you don't break the table's rhythm. Start basic defensive discarding. Stop throwing tiles an opponent is clearly collecting. The words you bark pawn slash kai slash can, the calls to claim a discard triplet slash sequence slash quad. You bark them fast and clear, because hesitating is a tell and a faux pas. Sumo slash Ron, the two ways to win, sumo, you drew it yourself, the quiet flex, or Ron, you took it off someone's discard. Temp, ready, one tile from complete, the whole table tenses. Mahjong, the word you announce, not whisper when you've won. Etiquette baked into the rules call clearly and fast. A mumbled call is a tell and a discourtesy. Never reach into another player's rack or wall, Ask politely and wait for the tile to be handed to you. Handle tiles gently, no nervous clicking, no slamming the wall. And the cardinal sin, never slow roll a win, milking the reveal to savor someone's pain. Calling is a trade. When you call a discard to complete a set, you must expose it face up. That speeds your hand, but shows the whole table your plan. Beginners call greedily. Better players weigh the tempo gained against the information given away. Sometimes the quiet, concealed hand is worth the wait. American has no runs a classic crossover error. Chinese and Ryuchi reward sequential chows, but American Mahjong allows no sequential runs at all. You match an exact pattern on the card. Don't bring run-building instincts to an American table. The loop is meant to be simple. Its depth is not in the rules but in the thousand small choices inside them, which tile to release, when to call, when to wait. Master the rhythm before you chase the cleverness. The single fastest way to look like you belong, say the calls out loud and on time. Pawn, Kai, Mahjong, loud enough for all four. Whisper it and everyone knows it's your first night. And don't panic when you call wrong or expose the wrong set early on. The table expects it. We'd much rather you bark a confident mistake than freeze. You learn the loop by living it, not by reading it. There's nothing like the moment the clatter and the calls finally sync up and you stop thinking about the turn and just feel it. That's the click everyone chases. Three hands in, four max, and it lands. Mahjong strategy, reading discards, joker economy, and the mental game the beginner plays their own hand. The pro plays everyone's. The edge in Mahjong is built from three disciplines and one bright line you never cross. First, read the discards. In every version, what opponents pick up and expose tells you what they're collecting. Steer your discards away from feeding them, especially late in a hand. Careless defensive discarding, handing an opponent the exact tile they need, is the difference between a club player and a passenger. Second, manage the economy of your power tiles. In American, think in joker economy asterisk. Jokers are too valuable to ever discard, can only sit in groups of three or more, and can be redeemed from an opponent's exposed set when you hold the natural tile, a free, game-changing swap beginners forget. Note too that joker-free hands often score more. In Ryuchi, the equivalent is the offense-defense decision every turn. When an opponent declares Ryuchi, weigh asterisk folding to safe tiles against pushing for your own win, and track Furitan so you don't lock yourself out. Third, sequence your plan. Use the Charleston as an asterisk scouting phase, keep tiles that appear across many card hands, pass the ones that show up in few. In Hong Kong, decide early whether to push for a high asterisk fawn asterisk hand or take a fast, low-value win. The table's minimum and who's threatening dictate the call. Now the bright line. The mental game is real, stay off tilt, is the community's prime survival mantra, but the win-at-all-costs jerk is the archetype the table quietly exiles. You never signal information across the table, chatter through someone's turn, slow roll a win, or sulk after dealing in. Mahjong is part luck asterisk, and gloating over a ron marks you as someone people won't invite back. The pros win hardest by staying humble. Read the table. Track what every opponent picks up and exposes, and steer your discards away from their collections. Run a tight joker economy, American. Never discard a joker, use them in 3+ groups, and redeem them from exposed sets when you hold the natural. Practice the fold, Ryuchi. When someone declares Ryuchi, weigh safe tile defense against pushing your own hand. Use the Charleston as scouting, keep flexible tiles, pass the rare ones, and don't lock into a hand yet. Decide your fawn target early, Hong Kong, high-value push or fast, cheap win based on the table's minimum and the threats. Guard your composure. After a bad beat, say it's variance, stay off tilt, and play the next hand clean. The edge vocabulary Furitan, the self-inflicted curse. You can't run on a tile you've already discarded, the community's favorite facepalm word. Dora, bonus tiles that multiply your Ryuchi score. Stacking Dora is the dream. Tilt slash salt, losing composure after a brutal beat and the bitterness that follows, stay off tilt is the mantra. Yakumen, a legendary maximum hand, a brag you'll mention for years. The joker swap beginners miss in American Mahjong, When an opponent's exposed set contains a joker, and you hold the matching natural tile, you can redeem the joker, handing them the real tile and taking the wild for your own rack. It's free value, it's game-changing, and most beginners walk right past it. Watch every exposure for your naturals. The bright line you never cross, the win-at-all-costs jerk, is the archetype the table exiles. Never signal information across the table, chatter through someone's turn, slow roll a win, or sulk after dealing in. Mahjong is part luck. Win humble, lose easy, and you'll always have a fourth chair. Gloat once and you'll be playing solo against an app. Offense versus defense, Riechi. When an opponent declares Riechi, they've locked a ready hand and are one tile from cashing it. Every discard now is a risk. The pro move is often to fold, discarding only known safe tiles, rather than deal into a big hand chasing your own. Knowing when to give up the hand is the mark of real maturity. Furitan will get you exactly once and then never again. Track your own discards. If a tile you'd win on has already left your hand, you cannot run on it, full stop. It's a rule, not a suggestion, and the table won't bend it. Jokers are currency. You don't spend currency carelessly, and you certainly don't throw it away. Redeem them off exposures when you hold the natural, hoard them for 3+ groups, and remember, a clean joker-free hand often pays more. The deepest skill is not aggression but restraint, the discipline to fold a beautiful hand when the table turns dangerous. Salt and tilt are the enemies within. A calm player beats a brilliant one over an evening. Its variance is the most said phrase at any serious table, and you'll learn to love it. You can play perfect and still place fourth 3 times running. Breathe, laugh, and say, one more hand. The next draw owes the last one nothing. The soul of Mahjong, 4 chairs, the sparrows, and one more hand here is the secret the rules never tell you. It was never really about the tiles. Mahjong is the rare game that is structurally a family. It physically requires 4, so it cannot be hoarded or played alone. Sitting down means someone wanted you there. The Chinese name Chinese letter literally means sparrow. And the rattling face-down shuffle, asterisk washing the tiles, is affectionately the twittering of the sparrows, the heartbeat that means family is gathered, that Lunar New Year has begun, that the after-banquet table won't break up till dawn. For Jewish American women, after WWII, the table was how you built a whole social world in a new suburb. Those tables still run 3 generations deep, grandmothers teaching granddaughters. In Japan, it sharpened into the cerebral discipline of Riechi, immortalized in manga whose dread sound, Zawa Zawa, is now a global in-joke. And in the 2010s, a free anime girl app named Mahjong Soul handed a scattered generation a door into the very same ritual. The community holds both truths without blinking. The irony, asterisk it's anime girls and grandmothers. And the devotion, asterisk it's a 19th century battle of nerves. Researchers now name Mahjong Nights an asterisk antidote to loneliness. The players say it plainer. You come to win, you stay, because you've been adopted. So here is your initiation, complete. Learn the local house rules and play the group's variant asterisk their asterisk way. Hong Kong, Riechi, NMJL and Wright-Patterson are different religions, and you respect the house you're in. Touch the tiles for luck. Say the words out loud. Win humble, lose easy. And when the night ends, as it always does, with somebody saying the famous last words, you'll understand at last why nobody who plays Mahjong has ever stopped after the hand they meant to. Learn each new group's house rules and play their variant their way. Respect the house you're in. Join the ritual fully. Wash the tiles with the table, touch them for luck, and say the calls out loud. Host your own night, group players by skill, keep a card or rule book visible, set comfortable chairs and soft music. Choose tile-safe snacks, dumplings, fruit skewers, edamame, and keep drinks away from the playing surface. Teach a fourth, patiently walk a beginner through their first Charleston or first pawn, that's how you join the keepers. Send guests home with a small token, tile-shaped cookies or a cheat sheet to build the recurring club feeling. The soul of the game, the name Chinese letter means sparrow. And the face-down shuffle is the twittering of the sparrows, the heartbeat of a gathered family. The tiles are a coded poem. Dots are coins, bams are strings of coins, cracks are 10,000s, the dragons are virtues, the flowers are the seasons. When a hand turns scary, somebody types Zawa Zawa, that's the manga Akagi asterisk, and now you're in on it. You're not stacking plastic, you're holding old China. The unwritten code, learn the house rules before you sit and play the group's variant their way. Hong Kong, Ryuichi, NMJL, and Wright Patterson are different religions. Win and lose with grace, gloating over a wrong or sulking after dealing in marks you as someone people won't invite back. Don't break a winner's luck by tapping their shoulder or standing behind a streak. The table takes that seriously. Pass it on. The rites of passage, your first solo Charleston without a cheat sheet, the moment you stop being the table's project and become a player. Calling your first mahjong. The table claps, you're off the bench. Your first self-furitan heartbreak, the scar everyone carries, that teaches you to read your own discards. And the deepest one, teaching a fourth to fill the table the day you've joined the keepers of the game. Hosting the table set the atmosphere deliberately, comfortable chairs at the right height, good light over the table, soft music. Sessions run long, and comfort keeps people coming back. Have each player draw a tile for seating, traditional win seating, and a fun icebreaker. Play open hands the first round so the table coaches each other. And honor the heritage, mahjong is a living Chinese tradition, not just an aesthetic, a lesson the 2021 mahjong line backlash made very public. Feed the table, protect the tiles, choose tile-safe foods eaten in a bite or two. Dumplings and pot stickers, spring rolls, fruit skewers, edamame, rice crackers, mini bao with tea service, jasmine, oolong, genmaicha. Signature touch. Tile-shaped sugar cookies decorated like dots, bams, and cracks. Avoid powdered sugar, sticky glazes, and greasy chips. They're tile nightmares, especially on bone or bakelite. Honor the house you sit in. Each variant is a different religion with its own scripture, and a guest who plays the group's way their way is a guest who gets asked back. The heritage is not decoration, it is the thing itself. The first time you teach someone their first pawn, something shifts, you feel it. You stop being the newest one at the table and become the person who made room for the next. That's the whole tradition, passed hand to hand. The set you host on becomes the set your grandkids remember. That's the long game here, not a single win, but a table that runs three generations deep. Protect the tiles, fill the chairs, pass it down. Nobody has ever stopped after the hand they meant to. One more hand is the truest thing said at any table, and you'll say it tonight without realizing. That's not weakness, that's the game working exactly as designed. Final verdict. You came in asking which tiles were which, and you're leaving knowing why the clatter of a face-down shuffle is called the twittering of the sparrows. That is not a small distance. Take it slowly. The craft of this game rewards the patient hand and humbles the flashy one, and the deepest players I know are still beginners at something. Buy the entry set, learn the rhythm, lose your first four hands in a row and say, it's variance without flinching. Then, when you're ready, pull up a fourth chair for someone who has never washed the tiles and walk them gently through their first Charleston. That is the whole tradition, passed hand to hand, exactly as it was passed to you. Welcome to the fold, initiate. One more hand. Frequently asked questions. Which version of mahjong should a beginner learn first? Learn whichever version the people around you play, that's the fastest path to real games. Otherwise, American Mahjong if you want the booming US social club scene. The card spells out every legal hand. Hong Kong / Chinese if you want a universal, beginner-friendly foundation that transfers everywhere. Or Japanese Ryuichi if you want the deepest strategy and easy online play. They're genuinely different games on the same tiles. How many players do you need? Mahjong is designed for four players. American Mahjong is strictly four. Some versions and apps support three-player variants, and you can practice solo against AI in apps, but the true table experience, and the whole social soul of it, is four. Do I really have to buy a new card every year for American Mahjong? Yes. The National Mahjong League publishes a new card each year, the 2026 card shipped in early April, and the legal winning hands change, so the current card is essential. Last year's card is dead the day the new one drops. Is Mahjong hard to learn? The basic loop, draw a tile, discard a tile, build sets, is easy to pick up in an evening. The depth is in strategy and scoring. American's annual card and Ryuchi's Yaku slash scoring take the most study. Hong Kong is generally the gentlest on-ramp. A class or a few app games dramatically shortens the learning curve. A two-hour lesson beats 10 hours of reading. Can I learn and play online? Absolutely, it's a big reason for the 2026 boom. Mahjong Soul is the go-to for Japanese Ryuchi with built-in tutorials and Yaku visual aids. American Mahjong Practice and Mahjong 4 Friends cover American slash Chinese slash Hong Kong with in-game hints. Apps are a great low-pressure way to drill the rhythm before a live game. What's the difference between melamine, acrylic, and bone tiles? Melamine is the affordable, durable workhorse, perfect for learning. Acrylic is the premium upgrade, heavier, with sharper, clearer engraving and a satisfying feel. Bone and bamboo and vintage Bakelite slash Catalin are heirloom and collectible materials, handcrafted, far pricier, and treated like the heirlooms they are. How much does a good set cost? Are antique Mahjong sets a good buy, and what about ivory? They can be wonderful heirlooms, but completeness is everything. Count the tiles, because a set missing pieces is worth a fraction. Enrobed Bakelite slash Catalin sets are the most prized. Genuine ivory tiles are essentially all pre-1989 antiques. The CITES ban makes new ivory illegal to produce sell in most markets. Modern ivory look uses bone, tagua nut, or resin instead. What accessories actually matter for a beginner? After the set and, for American, the card. Racks and pushers are the biggest quality of life upgrade. A playing mat protects your tiles and table, and a good case makes the set portable to clubs. Large print tiles help anyone with vision needs. Skip the automatic table unless you're going deep. Is it disrespectful to play Mahjong as a non-Chinese person? No, Mahjong is widely shared and welcomed. The thing to avoid, highlighted by the 2021 Mahjong Line backlash, is stripping out the game's Chinese cultural elements, like replacing the traditional characters and treating it as pure aesthetic. Playing the real game and acknowledging its heritage is the respectful path. Mahjong is a living Chinese tradition, not just a look.